I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, it's time for a market update. Of course, the market update brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Now, anyone can be a day trader. Visit TryDayTrading.com. Well, let me tell you, the market, the Dow is up 646 points. Omicron, the variant from coronavirus, had people a little nervous, and the markets kind of bounced back from that. Of course, your NASDAQ is up 139. The S&P is up 53 points. There you go, folks. That's your market update. And, of course, now we are going to get into our weekend warriors. These are folks that, you know, really won the day over the weekend. We have a lot of sports happening, and they won the day. We'll talk about it, but it's brought to you by Tim Daly Nissan of Murray, home of the auto warranty that doesn't quit. It's endless. It's perpetual. It's forever.
I have the auto warranty.
Oh, no, it's amazing. Tim Daly, those guys rock. All right. So here's how it works. If you have someone you thought, you know, kind of – was a weekend warrior, just kind of really made it happen over the weekend, please feel free to add to our list here, subtract from our list, whatever you'd like. But, of course, we have Utah winning the Pac-12 championship. And by the way, they're going to the Rose Bowl. I don't know if you didn't know that, Tom. But I just wanted to put it out there. The Utes are going to the Rose Bowl. That never gets old.
I think we got one of the best assistant coaching staffs in the country. Morgan Scalley and Andy Ludwig did a great job playing off of their game plans from 13 days ago and adding some little subtle changes and some tweaks and some modifications that really complemented what we did 13 days ago. And it was it was great to see that game plan come to fruition. Of course, it's the players who execute it, but couldn't be more proud of our staff. And that's not only the coordinators, but all the position coaches all the way through.
Clearly, Utah just dominated Oregon twice. You know, it's been brought up in two games in 13 days. They won a margin of, like, I don't know, 76 to 17 point. It was just really an insane number. And it takes a village. I mean, you've got a lot of people and a lot of things play into it. But I agree with Coach Whittingham, and these coaches have been remarkable. Andy Ludwig has done just such an incredible job of – kind of finding and blending the talent that he has and mixing the pass and run. And Utah's not been a run team. They haven't been a pass team. They've just been an opportunist team. I mean, whatever the defense is giving them, they take it, and they've been able to really be explosive. And then Morgan just did a tremendous job on Anthony Brown and Oregon in this championship game. I mean, it was just remarkable.
Man, I think you got to go back 2 years to the start of the pandemic to really start to get an understanding or an appreciation of just what this coaching staff's done. The pandemic provided different challenges for everybody involved, but this is a group that's gone through a lot. I mean, it was they've had two tragedies, two passings of players. Scotty, can you? I mean, I cannot even imagine the sort of heartache and pain and agony that would endure. You know, Morgan Scalley's had some of his own issues come to light over the last couple of years. Coach Shaw is dealing with his wife and,
right.
and all. There's just so much that's been going on that's been made public that they don't want to have happen. But I think it's gotten this group of players and coaches, I think it's galvanized the group. And it just it's quite remarkable. It does not surprise me Utah's going to the Rose Bowl. But I think on top of all of this, the state of Utah, Scotty, is maybe enjoying its most fruitful football period ever. I think we have some audio from Brandon Bowling's touchdown. Utah State dominated San Diego State in
massive shock.
Oh my goodness.
No question. Yeah.
Bonner looking middle of the field, throwing deep, looking for a man. It's wide open. Caught to the 15, 10, 5, and Brandon Bowling skips into the end zone. Touchdown, Utah State. Brandon Bowling, not a man within 10 yards of him, and the Aggies score first here in the third.
That's a familiar voice. That's
Scotty
old
G.
Scotty G on the call there for the Aggies. Of course, he's in the afternoons with Hans and Scotty, and nice to hear. Utah State might be a more improbable victor than Utah. I mean, and here BYU has had a remarkable season, and I know BYU fans, we're going to get into that in the next segment. You know, they're pretty upset and feel kind of left on the outside right now, but definitely all of these schools, and with where everything was with Gary Anderson, and it just looked like the program was in turmoil. And I think you go, it's going to take some years before this thing really turns around. First year coach just turns it around like
Anderson
in a hot minute.
Yeah, he's been terrific. I mean, I'm just going to say this out loud for the sake of saying it out loud, because I think anybody that's from the great state of Utah needs to appreciate this. Utah State are Mountain West champs. Utah is Pac-12 champs. And BYU, sure, you know, there's an argument that they got snubbed with the bowl game that they're going to, but they're top 13 team in the country. They're the 13th best team in college football by the time it's all said and done.
And when it's all over, it'll be even better. I mean, they win because they're going to win in their bowl game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick on BYU. This is Weekend Warriors. I'm not going to do it.
Save it for the next
segment. Nah, I'm not going to do it. All right. This one I've been waiting a lifetime for, and finally, the Detroit Lions finally have won a game.
First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, ends up.
Yes!
Caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end! Oh, they're rushing the field! They've done it! 3-0 on the clock. This game is over! It's over! Jared Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown, his first career touchdown. And how big is that?
The two Pac-12 players, Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown, actually do it. What's funny is, like, it sounds like they just won the championship, right?
It's so
and
funny.
This is a team that's not going to go to the playoffs. It's not going to go anywhere.
No, they're going to have the number one overall pick.
I love the fact that these guys are so – because it's hard to win. It is. It's really hard to win. And the poor Detroit Lions. And I've been there. And I'm just, you know, couldn't be happier. And I love the pure joy and excitement of winning their first game in 15 tries.
Scotty, they did everything they could to lose it as well, by the way. I don't know if you caught it. I was watching.
No, it's true.
And it was 4th and 1 with about 2.5 minutes left. They had a 2-point lead. They decided to go for it. All they needed was a yard. Just run the ball. QB sneak it. Do something that's consistent. Instead, they run play action. And Jared Goff gets absolutely belted, because of course the Vikings were running a blitz, and it was just disaster. I tell you, I have no idea how they won. Good on them, congratulations. They celebrated like they just won the Super Bowl, but so be it.
In spite of themselves, they won. Okay, really quick here, of course BYU's women's soccer team is going for a national championship tonight.
Wow.
And they had a big win in the semifinals over the weekend.
A miss or a save and BYU is through to the final. Glenn got it off the post! That is it! The Broncos are eliminated! And BYU in their first ever trip to the College Cup is going to the championship game!
There you go. BYU's women's soccer beat Santa Clara, and they're playing Florida State, who is the defending national champion, tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I think Florida State are also the number one team in the country as well, so it'll be quite a task. But congratulations to the women Cougars. You talk about winning being difficult in the NFL. I mean, I think winning, period's difficult. And the fact that they've been able to become, one of like two teams remaining in all of college soccer, women's college, I mean, that's... Well done.
Quite a sports year happening here in the state of Utah. We're going to take another break. It is Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280, The Zone. We come back. I think BYU is, ready to get into the Big 12 in a massive hurry.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.